Our goal was to simplify the process of coming into Parks and Rec facilities. Honestly, it got to the point where as I was looking at pricing for the facility, as I was looking at how folks were coming in and being recepted or accepted as they came in, it was a little bit confusing because we had one pass for the gym, one pass for the pool, one pass for the weight room, and then also one more pass for all the courts, which meant your racquetball courts, your ping pong, your basketball courts, those types of things. And so here was that if someone wanted to come in and do an hour of swim and then an hour in the weight room, they were being charged $8 to come into the facility.
Instead of just the four for one.
That's correct, exactly. Instead of just $4 for one time to come in, they were being charged double that. And so we were just trying to simplify the process to the point where people could pay one price, they could come in, use the whole entire facility, and they wouldn't have to worry about coming back to the front desk to pay that additional fee if they changed their mind and wanted to go work out on the elliptical instead of going and swimming.
So right now what people pay is $4 a day for each area of the facility that they use. Is that the basic rate for most people who live within the city limits?
That's correct. That is the $4 rate is for an adult resident fee.
Right. Just focusing on that. And then folks who live outside the city limits have a 25% higher, say they pay $5.
That's correct.
So what does this change it to for the daily rates then?
The daily rates change it to $5 for a resident and $6 for a non-resident.
So just bumping it up a dollar basically for each group.
That's right. They get the full facility use, so a larger portion of the pie that they get to eat from for a very small increase.
And then for the yearly pass, that's where that seems to be the biggest difference. Talk about that for a minute. Now, what the typical cost for adults for the yearly pass for different parts of the facility and what you're going to.
Right now, let's say, for example, for an all-facility pass for a single adult, it is $800 for the full facility pass for just a single adult. What we've moved it to is actually $380 for a non-resident and $320 for a resident for the full facility pass.
So less than half of what you're charging now.
Most definitely. And we would love to see folks buy that pass because then they get their all-play card. They get a sign-in anytime they want to, unlimited use of the facility. And they don't have to worry about, okay, do I have cash in my pocket right now to go into the facility? How many times have I used my punch pass so far this year? It's just a simple come in, scan, they go to go work out, and then hopefully we'll have a healthier community.
So is the idea here really to get more people to sign up for the yearly passes? Is that, and would that ideally generate more revenue? Is it, you're certainly cutting down on your revenue at least per pass, that's for sure.
The goal is for this facility to be well used. Right now, I would rather have, 15 people out in the pool during an open swim than 5 people. And so even if I have to charge a little bit less money, or I make a little bit less money on a month pass or a family pass, or a yearly pass, well, that's okay with me. Because then those people that are out there that are taking care of us and making sure this facility runs with their tax dollars, well, they get a little bit of a better break to be able to come in and use it anytime they want to.
Right. So the idea is more to serve the community rather than trying to pay the costs of running the building.
Absolutely. It has to serve the community. That's what we're here for. Parks and Recreation has always been known for serving the community. If this was, a Gold's Gym, that would be a different story. Then we're a business and we have to run it exactly as a business. But this is a service-minded organization and we have to run it that way.
For folks who might wonder, well, why don't you just charge enough to actually pay for the whole facility? Those rates would be pretty darn high, wouldn't they? Maybe you can give people an idea of how much generally you bring in revenue or how much you would expect to bring in with these new rates if you've gotten those numbers.
Yeah. Right now, let's say, for example, if I wanted to pay for the whole entire facility for a year pass, you take that $800 and you'd have to almost triple it. There's not enough people in the city, in the outlying areas, to support this building if we were going to pay for it just out of entrance fees. It couldn't happen.
With the changes here, but the potential for more people using the facility, do you anticipate a significant drop in revenue or an increase in revenue or the same, do you think?
We actually anticipate the status quo. That's what we anticipate. Our goal is over the next year is to increase our revenue by 5%. And then the year after, we would like to increase our revenue by 10%. That's a goal that I've set for the department. And we believe that we can do that not only by creating more opportunities for people to come in and use the facilities, but also by more programs and more special events.
We've been mentioning the word iPlay, and maybe we need to let people know, what is that? That's kind of new.
iPlay is what we would like to be our motto, is what Parks and Rec is it's an opportunity for people to come, whether it's in the parks, whether it's in the pool facility, whether it's in the gyms, is for them to play. We find that the health of a community directly relates to the way in which they recreate, they have their leisure, or they play. And so we want them to come in and say, I play too.